Earlier this month, John Brennan, President Obama's top counterterrorism advisor, said the administration still wants to close the detention center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. But it's been nearly 2 years since the president signed the executive order to shut the facility down. And our next guest wonders if Guantanamo might never close. Sabin Willett is a Boston lawyer who has represented some of the detainees at Guantanamo. His op-ed appeared in the Boston Globe this week, and he joins us from his office. Sabin, you write about the National Defense Authorization Act, which is now before the Senate, and you believe that there are provisions in this bill that would declare war forever. Tell us how and how that would affect Guantanamo.
These provisions do the very thing that President Bush tried to do 10 years ago in 2001, and Congress said no, and that is to declare, in effect, a war on terror. Back then, although people don't realize this very much, Congress only declared a very limited war against those people who had attacked us on 9/11 and the nations or organizations that had harbored them, that is to say, the attackers. There was no war on terror. But what this provision attempts to do with lawyer language, by referring to associated forces and things of that kind, is to broaden the war authorization from the people who attacked us on 9/11 to essentially a war on terror, which is a war against a kind of warfare, something that by definition can't end.
And so what are the other implications of that?
If you create a permanent enemy, then you create permanent targeting of that enemy, the use of military force against the enemy, and most importantly, from my perspective, detention of the enemy. So someone who has some relationship to an associated force, which might be he accompanied his sister to a wedding to somebody who's in that force, for example, that person becomes the enemy, and he can be detained forever at a prison at Guantanamo Bay or somewhere else.
By a military force.
Yes. There's been a constant effort by some in Congress to convert all kinds of activity into military activities so that all prosecutions of so-called enemies who are captured on U.S. soil would become military events rather than judicial events. And in 10 years, we've had 6 cases in military commissions. And during the same time, the federal courts have prosecuted 400 terrorism cases. Military commissions don't work. Federal prosecutions for terrorism do work.
You've also written about some of the detainees at Guantanamo, more than 50 Yemenis, for example, who you say have been cleared by the military for release as non-dangerous, but they're still being held. Why have they not been released?
Because they're from Yemen. The rule that now obtains at Guantanamo is if you're from a country that's regarded as unstable, or which even has some other countryman who's misbehaved after his release. So if there's some other Yemeni, as there has been, who has behaved badly after being released from U.S. detention, then no one else, whatever his or her circumstances might be, no one else can ever go to Yemen. That's the rule today. These Yemenis are sitting there until, Yemen turns into Switzerland, which means they're going to sit there forever.
What about some other detainees that you've represented, the so-called Uyghurs, the Muslims from China,
yeah,
who are being held there? What's their status today?
Most of our clients are now out of the base. In fact, we just the other day got the happy news from one of our Uyghur clients now living in Bermuda that his wife had given birth to their first child. But 5 of their companions are still at the base because they were never offered any other country to go to that they accepted.
Have they been cleared?
Yes, yes. They've won their habeas corpus case, whatever that means. The Court of Appeals said, well, you can win your habeas corpus case, but we can't ever actually order your release. So we don't really have an effective judicial review anymore, although people think we do because they hear that name, habeas corpus. But the only way out of Guantanamo is political. You have to have a settlement approved by the president's State Department. And if you have political pressure operating the other way, as you might with the Yemenis, you don't go anywhere.
We remember the controversy over the Obama administration's plan to try Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the self-described mastermind of the 9/11 attacks, here in the U.S. They backed off of that, and now he and 4 others will be tried by the military commissions at Guantanamo. Do you think they should be tried in the U.S.?
Yes. I mean, you say they will be tried by the military commissions. People have been saying that for years. Will they really? I thought it was terribly poignant the other day when we saw the 9/11 10-year memorial. A powerful, emotional day for the victims. And the notion that a person who is an alleged criminal who masterminded those murders cannot be brought to justice in the United States court, I don't understand that, and I find it deeply disturbing. Don't those people deserve a government that would prosecute Mr. Mohammed for murder, if indeed they have a case, as I gather they do?
What would you say to people, Sabin, who say that Guantanamo should not be closed, citing recidivism by former Guantanamo detainees, that the detainees who have been released go home or go somewhere else and are involved in terrorist or insurgent activities? In fact, earlier this month, during a raid by Afghan forces in Afghanistan, a former Guantanamo detainee was killed and another former detainee was captured. I mean, isn't that a legitimate concern?
Recidivism is a legitimate concern, but we are a country of laws. I mean, the same argument could be made to say that anyone sent to a U.S. prison ought to be held for life, because there are huge recidivism rates for people who get out of U.S. prison.
Sabin Willett is a Boston lawyer who has represented some of the detainees at Guantanamo Bay. His op-ed piece appeared in the Boston Globe this week. Sabin, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.